It's Friday, August 29th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. The Namibian newspaper celebrates its 40th anniversary today, and since its founding in 1985, the paper has grown into the largest daily known for independent and fearless reporting. Over four decades, it has documented political, social, and economic developments while training generations of journalists. RNG Scholes spoke with editor-in-chief Tangeni Amupadi.
We cannot do it without the public support, and it's part of our DNA. We were made with a sense of touch, a sense of feeling, those different senses. So having a printed product does bring to the core the consumption habit of news. One must appreciate that it's no longer as simple and straightforward as that. But I do believe print still has a role to play. Our core mission, though, is to provide news and information in a quality format. And that we will do till eternity.
Over 700 policymakers, regulators, and partners are set to convene in Swakopmund for this year's Global Policy Forum, co-hosted by the Bank of Namibia. The four-day summit will focus on promoting inclusive finance across the region. Anil von Finkenstein is the head of FNB's fiduciary at First Rand Group, Namibia.
Financial literacy is one of the keystones for really growing our economy and growing our nation's well-being overall, because it comes down to how well do you understand your money and how empowered are you to actually deal with it in today's economy. It's really our economy and fintechs and all of these things coming around. You really need to understand what's going on, and financial literacy is step number one in order to do that.
The Business and Intellectual Property Authority has confirmed that starting today, 1,000 companies will be deregistered. A total of 137,000 companies are targeted, with at least 1,000 or more expected to be removed from the registry each month. That's according to News on One's Hertha Ekanjo.
BIPA's Acting Chief Executive Officer Aina Kaundu explained that companies which are deregistered will face serious consequences, including the freezing of their assets.
Out of the list that has been placed on what we call the inactive list since 2024, we have identified 1,000 entities that we are going to deregister with effect 29 August 2025.
Rwanda has received 7 migrants deported from the United States, marking the first group under an agreement to transfer up to 250 people. As per Reuters, 3 of the migrants want to return to their home countries, while 4 plan to settle and build new lives in Rwanda. The government has pledged to provide all of them with necessary support and protection. China's President Xi Jinping will be flanked by leaders of some of the world's most heavily sanctioned nations, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and Myanmar, at a military parade next week in Beijing. Almost no Western leaders will be among the more than 20 foreign leaders attending the parade, which analysts say will demonstrate Xi's influence over the nation's intent on reshaping the Western-led global order. Laura Westbrook is our correspondent.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un will attend a military parade on September 3rd, marking the end of World War II after Japan's formal surrender. It will be the first time they have appeared in public alongside Chinese President Xi Jinping. The last time a North Korean leader attended a military parade in China was in 1959. Russia counts Beijing as a strategic partner. It's been hit by multiple rounds of Western sanctions imposed after its invasion of Ukraine in 2022, while North Korea's economy depends heavily on China, which provides almost 90% of food imports. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.